Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Chalice. Before starting this episode, I would like to share with you guys that this is the last interview for season 4. We will have 1 week break without an episode, and then I'm gonna come back with one final episode to wrap up season 4. Okay, now let's talk about this week's episode. Today's guest is English teacher Camila. Yes, Camila is back. If you are a long-term listener, you already know her from season 1, episode number 3. Camila was the first guest on the podcast, and we have known each other since 2019. We randomly met on Instagram through the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge. I'm so glad that we were able to become friends and to keep in touch. Anyway, to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, I decided to record this extra interview. So I sent a message to Camila inviting her to come back on the podcast, and she kindly agreed. Please stay tuned until the end of this episode because Camila has a special offer for you guys, the listeners. Here are some of the things we talk about in this episode: how to find people to practice English with, using social media to make new friends, the importance of being part of a community, creating projects to improve English, is there a finish line when learning a new language, why seeking perfect English can stop you from advancing your English, the idea of being a proud language learner. I had a wonderful time talking with Camila, and I'm really sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Before getting to the interview with Camila, let's hear the last audio message that I received from you guys to add on the listener segment. Today's listener is Emmanuel. I connect with him on Instagram, and I'm so glad that he's participating on the podcast. Something that Emmanuel shared on his message that I really liked is the importance of reading and listening. I really loved his advice. Emmanuel, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and for participating in this segment. I really appreciate it.
My name is Manuel Brown. I'm a calligrapher. Playing with letters is my greatest joy. Well, it's now a year when I've been listening to Stories of Language Learners podcast. I found it on Apple Podcasts, and the same day I followed Charles and on Instagram right after listening to his episode talking about his journey and how he learned English. I really recommend listening to this podcast. It's my go-to for me. I wouldn't improve my English skills and having the courage to learn without this podcast. And it also turns me up with my English. It took me ages to track down different English podcasts, but to be honest, some of them tears me down just by listening. No motivation. It really takes over. You will spend days and days listening and practicing English without improving. In short, I literally go nowhere. The stories and testimonies from different people always inspire and give courage to the new English learners to stick and listen to the podcast. I think I always be the first person on the podcast when a new episode is up. I always enjoy every single episode on the podcast. I work in a noisy place but keep listening to this podcast with my AirPods on and try at the same time shadowing louder because I know nobody will hear me while I'm talking to myself. I really find this helpful, and I can say fun as well. As a learner, we have to immerse in the language fully. More input. I mean, for me, listening and reading is the key. I decided to pick up at least one English book a month. I do this because I really, really like reading. I cannot stress the importance of this enough. Books introduce you to the possibilities of the language, expose you to the various ways in which words can be manipulated and played around with. Your vocabulary of words and phrases will increase sharply this way. Also, reading develops thinking. For example, as you read, you automatically begin to think more in the language that your reading material is written in. But I can say, if you are not able to read, please watch maybe English movies every week and watch with subtitles on. This way you can always make out what the actors are saying, and the context of the movie helps you understand what unfamiliar phrases might mean. I can say also, you have to find an English dictionary, and also don't forget listening to some English music. Thank you.
Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today, I'm so excited to have Camila on the show. Hi Camila, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. And you?
I'm doing really well. And guys, Camila, she was the first guest who was brave enough to say yes to be on the podcast. That was like 1 year ago. And last week I had an idea. For season 4, I was planning to have 10 interviews with special guests. But since we are now doing this podcast thing for 1 year, so today it's like a celebration for the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. So I was really thinking about doing something special, and I decided, why not to record an extra interview and invite someone else to join me, and why not to invite a guest who already had been on the podcast. So I decided to invite Camila again, and she was brave enough again to say yes to be on the podcast. So Camila, thank you so much for your time and for being here. I'm really excited to talk with you.
I'm really excited as well, and thank you for the invitation.
Amazing. So could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Camila, but you can call me Cami. I'm 25 years old. I live in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm an English teacher. I've been working as a teacher for 2 years now, and I love dogs. I love listening to music, love watching TV shows, and I love English. And I think that's it.
Okay, when you said that you love English, I remembered something really funny about our first interview, because I was listening to our interview yesterday, and I remember that you said, you know what, when I am stressed, I start to learn some English, which was so cool. Do you still do this when you are stressed?
Yeah. Yes, always when I feel like, I don't know, when I feel overwhelmed, when I'm stressed with something, I take some time and I say, you know, I'm going to study some English, review something, I grab my grammar book and I learn something or I read something. And learning English and studying English is that, besides being my profession nowadays, it's also a hobby and something that I love to do.
I love that. And I thought to myself, I should start doing this more often when I'm stressed. So guys, today the format of our episode is gonna be a little bit different, because first we won't explore Camila's journey of learning English, because we already talked about it back in season 1, episode number 3. So I would recommend you guys to check it out, that episode. Actually, I'm kind of afraid to say for you guys to listen to that episode, because 1 year ago I had no idea idea what I was doing. And the quality, I mean, well, I think you guys should listen to it because you will see how much I improved. And I think the quality of the podcast also improved a little bit. So I have like a vision right now. I think I improved a lot. But anyway, the point is, if you guys want to know more about Camila's journey of learning English, check it out, that episode. So also, the questions that I prepared for Camila and I to discuss, I am gonna try to contribute because I took some notes and I'm gonna share as well some ideas about these questions. I usually, when I do like interviews with guests, I try to contribute, but everything that I say, it's something to add about what they said or maybe an spontaneous thought. But for today, I prepared some answers, so I'm gonna contribute as well. Okay, so let's get started with the questions. The first one, how to make friends and find people to practice English with.
So the way that I love and that worked for me was to use Instagram. Charles and I met on a challenge on Instagram, which the idea was to connect with other learners. It was great. I met incredible people. And in my opinion, this is one of the best ways to find other people to talk with. Instagram, there are some nice apps as well. I don't remember the names now, but there are some nice apps as well. But I think that Instagram is the best way. You know, you can search on hashtags, you know, try to find something in common with people that are learning and practicing English as well. And I think that it's going to be great. Instagram is a great tool to find people that like the same things as you like.
Yes. The cool thing about the hashtag is that, right? Because you can choose like a hashtag about, I don't know, writing skills. So if you are someone who is really trying to improve your writing, you can find these hashtags and you can see the accounts that are using it, because probably these accounts are people who are like specialists about writing, so you can learn with them, you can connect with them. The same thing about other things. Maybe you are someone really passionate about traveling, so you can try to connect with people who travel the world and you can try to interact with them. And isn't that crazy, Camila, that we both have known each other since July of 2019 when we participated in the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge? That's amazing. When I look back, I made so many good friends like you and others that I keep in touch. And this is the beauty of the internet, like social media in general. You can connect with strangers that eventually they will become your friends, right? Do you still keep in touch with someone else from the challenge or someone that you randomly met on social media?
Yes, as I have a very good friend that I met on the challenge. We talk almost every week. We connect through Zoom, and I met him on the challenge in July of 2019. And there are some other people as well, but you and this other friend are the people that I talk, you know, that I still talk a lot. And you know, that's incredible. That's incredible. There are some other people that we talk, not a lot, but eventually, and that's great. I just met incredible people on that challenge.
Yes. Okay, so my contribution for this question is like basically challenges as well, because I truly believe that you can connect with people through challenges, and in specific the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge, which was created by Stephanie, the English coach. I talk so much about Stephanie and her programs here. And I think that maybe people assume that she's sponsoring the podcast, but not. She's not sponsoring the podcast. I genuinely love Stephanie and her content. Her programs are amazing. So guys, join the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge or other challenges if you have the opportunity, because you will meet awesome people. Also, joining communities. This is powerful. Something that I'm so proud that I was able to build out of this podcast is like a community of language learners from all around the world. We are, I don't know, almost 300 people in our Telegram group. And this is remarkable. Sometimes I cannot believe that so many people are together with the same purpose to meet other awesome people and to practice English and to connect with each other. So Camila, have you ever joined like a community? I think you are in some communities of English teachers, right? What do you think about being part of a community?
Oh, I love being part of the community. Nowadays, like you said, the community is a part that I joined and that I do for teachers and everything. And I love that. You know, we talk about teaching materials, teaching stuff, ideas and everything. And when it comes to languages, it's also great. You know, you can share your experiences, share your ideas, ask questions, have your questions answered, answer someone else's question. So the experience of being in a community is completely awesome. It doesn't matter which kind of community you are in, you know, you can always share something and learn something, and you can always meet nice people.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Okay, I have more two things that I prepared here to share about it. Is if you guys really want to make friends and find people to practice with, you can join groups on Facebook, because there are so many groups on Facebook that you can be part of. And let's say, one example, let's say that you are in, let me think about an example. Let's say that you are an accountant and you know a lot about this subject. So you can join communities on Facebook where people talk about accounting. And if you see someone who's really struggling about mastering this subject or about learning something related to accounting, you are the solution. You can build a connection by trying to help this person who needs help. So this is a really good way for you to connect with other people. Or maybe you don't work, you don't have a profession, but maybe you can connect with people who are interested in visiting your country. You know so many things about your country, so you can give so many ideas and suggestions. This is another practical example that you guys can use to find people through Facebook groups. Or maybe you are in grammar expert, you love grammar, but you really want someone to speak English, but you don't have anybody else to practice with. So you can join groups on Facebook where people get together to learn English, so you can offer your help with grammar in exchange of having a conversation. So this is a practical way. Oh, the last one is Discord. If you guys are not on Discord yet, you guys should definitely join Discord, because Discord is a platform. It's also an app where people get together. So for example, one of my favorite YouTube channels is called Yes Theory. And these guys, they have like a community on Discord. So when you join a community on Discord, they have a lot of channels, voice channels, where you can connect with people and talked with them with just the click of a button. It's very practical to find people to practice with. And yeah, this is my last tip about this subject, about this question. Okay, next question. Camila, what are your thoughts about creating projects to improve English?
I think that's awesome. You know, I think it helps with your confidence. It also encourages other people, you know, because they see you doing something new, like, you know, he's learning, he or she is also learning English, and they are doing this, so I can do that as well. So it is awesome to practice your English. It is good for your confidence, and it's nice to encourage other people, you know, show to other learners that they can do the same. You know, they don't need to have perfect English to have a project in English. So I think that's just incredible.
Yes, couldn't agree more, because sometimes I feel like people, they have these wonderful ideas to start a project, but they are so afraid just to start. So the most difficult thing is like to start, because yes, a lot of us, we have wonderful ideas. And I remember that I had this idea to starting a podcast for so long. And I remember that when Camila and I, we would talk through the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge, I would mention, Camila, I had this crazy idea, maybe we start a podcast and I'm gonna interview language learners. And I remember that I said to Camila, Camila, if I start a podcast, you are gonna be the first guest. And she was the first guest, which was so cool. And oh, something that I would like to mention that I can see, like when I look your Instagram, I can see that you grew so much with your project of teaching English. So if we compare like the Instagram page that Camila had with the Instagram page that you, Camila, have today, it's amazing. I love the content that you are creating for language learners. It's really cool. And have you learned a lot of new skills during this 1 year period to like create this new identity for your Instagram? Instagram page?
Yes, a lot. You know, I've been learning so much during this 1 year that I've been working, a little less than a year that I've been working on Instagram and creating content there. I've been learning so much. And something I love is learning. So it doesn't matter if you're learning a language, learning a new skill related to, I don't know, anything. I love learning, and it has been an incredible experience, you know, to share my knowledge, to help other people, create content, free content to other people, connect with people. So it has been one of the nicest experiences ever.
That's amazing. So you guys should definitely connect with Camila if you are not following her yet on Instagram. I'm gonna add in the show notes so you can check it out. Okay, so about projects, I prepared a few things here. That the first one, it's like I'm living proof that this works because I started this podcast and I can totally see how much I improved. And like another idea, maybe you guys don't like your voice, or maybe you don't want to record your voice, or maybe you are someone who really enjoys being in front of a camera, which is not my case. I don't like cameras. But if this is your case, you can start a YouTube channel, right, Camila? Or maybe you can, I don't know, if you are someone who loves writing, you can start like a blog on Medium and you can share your knowledge. This is also a good way. Or maybe simply, is this a word in English, or simply. Thanks, Camila. I'm so glad you are here because you are so much more qualified than me. You're awesome, thanks. Okay, so simply you guys can start a social media page and you can post things in there. This is like a mini project, so you can compromise yourself to each day to post something new in there in English, so you will keep motivated to creating things and separating some time out of your day to work on your English. And that's it. Next question. Is there a finish line when learning English?
Not at all. Not at all. Languages in general are ever changing. I don't know everything in Portuguese. There are some words that I hear people saying and I question myself, like, what does this word mean? I have no idea. I have never heard this word before. So languages are ever changing. It is impossible to know everything in a language. And even teachers keep learning, keep studying and improving. So I am a teacher and I have an English teacher, you know. So this way I can review lots of things. I can have my questions answered in a more specific way, not only searching on Google. Because sometimes, you know, searching on Google is something powerful. Sometimes you don't find the thing you need. You don't find the answer you need. So like having a teacher to guide you, to help you in your journey, even if you are a teacher, is something really important. Not even North American speakers know everything. They make mistakes. They forget things. So it is important to keep learning. Even if you think like, okay, I can get by, you know, I can have a conversation in English, that's not a finish line. You know, you still have something to learn. You still have something to improve. So there's not a finish line when it comes to learning languages. It's important to keep practicing and improving, always learning new things as well.
Yes. I'm really sorry for those of you who were waiting to hear. No, if you stay there for 2 years or if you stayed for 10 years, you are ready to not study anymore. But this is not the truth, right, Camila? We will always have something new to learn. And I love what you said, that even though you are an English teacher, you have an English teacher and you are continuing to work on your English. And I myself, I still have to work so much on my English. And sometimes, a few times, I get some messages of people saying, oh, your English is really good, you speak fluently. And I'm so flattered by that, but this is like not so true. If you asked me, like, I don't know what I'm wearing right now, I don't have too much vocabulary about clothes, so I would probably struggle to talk about it. And yes, we are a work in progress. So it's important to continue to learn because there is no finish line. Okay, next question. What opportunities and experiences learning a new language brought to you?
so many. I'm gonna say, if you talk and make friends with people from lots of different countries. I know people from Mexico, I know people from Guatemala, I know people from Indonesia, I know people from Uzbekistan. So like, you know, I know people from a lot of different countries because of English. Because if it wasn't for English, it would be impossible for me to talk to someone who lives in Indonesia. You know, I don't know their language. I don't know Spanish, so I couldn't connect with someone that is from Mexico, Spain, or a country that speaks Spanish. So I know amazing people nowadays thanks to English. And another thing, I can watch my favorite TV shows without waiting for subtitles. You know, like if the episode is going to be released today, I can watch it today and I don't need to keep waiting for the subtitles. A TV show that I love, that is Hannah Montana. And my goal was to understand everything without the need of subtitles or translation or something like that. And nowadays I can do that. So mission accomplished. Part of the mission is accomplished. And I became a teacher. You know, that was the most incredible experience that English brought me. That is to be able to teach and to pass my knowledge to someone else.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing. And yes, wow, so many opportunities. Learning a new language brought to me that, I mean, some of them I probably already mentioned in other episodes, but something that Camila said that I think it's really interesting is like, oh, just the fact that you can watch your TV series, your TV show without reading the subtitles, it's amazing. Or when you can listen to a podcast from your favorite actor or actress, or maybe watching an interview of them on YouTube and being able to listen their real voice and how they sound, how they are like. So this is so simple, but it's so incredible to me. Like the fact that I can comprehend like a language that it's so different than my native language. And I mean, this whole podcast, like as Camila said, being able to connect with people from so many different cultures, this is truly life-changing. And I keep saying this, but I really think that every person should learn a new language, right? Because it's really life-changing. And also so much more information you can get out there when you know a new language, especially English, which is the international language. You can find so much information, job opportunities as well. So the list goes on. I'm gonna stop here. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, if you could share one piece of advice with Camila from the past, when she first started learning a new language, what would it be?
I think that would be, don't be afraid of making mistakes. You're learning and you are surrounded by people that are also learning. So there's no reason why being afraid of making mistakes and trying to be perfect. And talking about perfect English, I would say another piece of advice would be, don't wait until you have perfect English to start speaking, to start interacting with people, because there's no such thing as perfect English. So if you see perfect English, this is not getting you anywhere, because there's no such thing as perfect English. So that would be my piece of advice, not only for Camila in the past, but for everyone who's listening to the podcast. You know, don't wait until you have perfect English. That's impossible. Not even North Americans have perfect English, not even rich people have perfect English. So don't waste your time seeking perfection.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Thanks for sharing. We are not perfect. So why we as non-native English speakers would have to seek for perfection, right? We wouldn't be human if we were perfect, right? We all have some problems in general. Okay, so one thing that I would say to Charles from the past, I would say, don't be shy to speak another language. Right, Camila? I remember that in our episode, the last episode that we recorded, Camila and I, we talked a lot about what to do when you are shy and you cannot speak in English, because we both consider ourselves shy people. And this is a struggle, and I feel people who are shy cannot speak because maybe they are afraid or maybe they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. But I would say, like to Charles from the past and for everyone out there, don't be shy. Try to prepare in advance if we're gonna have a conversation with someone new or maybe with someone that you already know. Prepare something in advance so you will feel more comfortable and confident when speaking in a foreign language, and be proud out that you are a learner. Think about that. I mean, I can give the example of Brazil. Camila and I, we were talking before recording. Like, there aren't too many people here in Brazil that are able to speak English or are willing to learn a new language. So the simple fact that you decided that you will invest time to learn a new language, you are a winner. Be proud of yourself. And I would say this to Charles from the past as well. And don't give up. Sometimes it's hard. You feel like, oh no, I need to learn this or that. Or I need to dedicate some time to learn another thing that I didn't learn yet. But it's really worth it at the end of the day. Right, Camila?
Yeah, it is. When you learn a language, I remember that when I could have a conversation in English for the first time in the challenge, when I finished the call, I was like, it was simply awesome. The best feeling ever. I could understand everything. I could be understood. So it was the best feeling ever. And that is a feeling that I want for anyone of you that who are listening and who are learning English. Just go there and speak. You're going to see that is the best feeling ever when you can have a conversation in English, when you can understand something, like Charlie said, a podcast in English or a movie, just put yourself out there.
Yes, and don't think that something bad is going to happen, because I know that sometimes we create some monsters on our head. We think, oh my God, I'm going to die if I do that. No, you will survive. Camila and I, we went through this process and we are here alive and well. Right, Camila? Okay, so now let's wrap it up with the rapid fire question segment. Back in season one of the podcast, we didn't have the rapid fire question segment, and I'm really excited to do this segment with Camila to know her a little bit more. So, Camila, I have 8 questions here that you can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them, okay?
Great.
Awesome. Number one, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food, ice cream.
I love that.
And popcorn.
Oh, I love together. Both of them. Very nice. Okay, next. Which tourist place would you recommend for someone interested in visiting your country?
Oh, the most famous one, Christ the Redeemer. It's such a beautiful place. You can see almost the whole city. And, it's just incredible. An incredible view, incredible place. So, for sure, Christ the Redeemer.
I love that, because I went there and I can testify it is magical. I love your city, Camila. Rio is incredible. I hope to get back there someday. That would be really awesome, because when I went there, my friend and I, we prepared so many places to go, but we couldn't go to all the places because there are so many amazing touristic places in Rio to visit that we didn't get the chance to visit all of them. But I went to Christ the Redeemer and it was really cool. Okay, next one. What is your favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby? English, like I said, video games, and play with my dogs.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one? Or which is the last movie or series you have watched?
Yes, I have 2 favorite TV shows that I can't choose between them. The first one is Hannah Montana, the reason why I started learning English. And the second one is Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow. So you probably know a lot of medical terms and expressions.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, next one. Do you have a favorite song or band? If yes, which one? Or which is the last band or artist you listened to? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try it. Mayo? I don't know if I'm gonna pronounce her name correctly. Mayo Cyrus?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. She's my favorite singer and artist of all time. She's the reason why she was Hannah Montana on the TV show, and she's the reason why I started learning English, to understand the TV show, to understand her interviews, her songs, and everything.
Amazing. Cool. Next one. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one? Or which is the last book you read?
I don't have a favorite book or author. But the book I'm reading at the moment is The Power of Habit, trying to have some new good habits. So that's why I'm reading this book. And so far, it has been really nice.
Very cool. Okay, next one. Who has influenced your language learning journey the most?
Two people, my father and an awesome teacher I had. His name is Adriel. He's great.
Amazing. Next one. Could you share three phrasal verbs or expressions that you think people should know them?
Yeah, I separated three here that I love. Not all of them are phrasal verbs and expressions. One is a word that I love that is indeed. An expression that I love is chances are. That is the same as probably, but I think it gives you more a stronger sense when it says chances are instead of probably. And fair enough is another one that I love.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. Last question. Where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having classes with you, what should they do? Oh, and I heard that you have a special offer for our listeners, which is so kind of you. So, yes, thank you for that. So, where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having class with you, what should they do?
Yeah, so you can find me on my Instagram, that is at teacher.kami. And if you are interested in having classes with me, you can contact me on my DM. On Instagram, or you can access the link on my bio that goes directly to my Telegram. And so I'm offering a 10% discount on the first 2 months of class for the first 5 people who are interested and for people who are on the podcast community on Telegram. So if you are interested and you are not in the community yet, join the community and then send me a message so we can arrange everything.
It's amazing. Thanks so much for the discount. So guys, check it out, Camila's content. I'm gonna put all of these links in the show notes so you can connect with her. So Camila, again, thank you so much for being the first guest who came back to the podcast. I always have so much fun talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I was really excited to be here again. So it was a pleasure to talk to you and talk to your audience. Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.